أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فعسى ربي أن يؤتيني خيرا من جنتك ويرسل عليها حسبانا من السماء فتصبح صعيدا زلقا أو يصبح ماؤها غورا فلن تستطيع له طلبا. وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا. With regards to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that there will be a time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring so much of peace on this earth. That will be obviously the time of Imam Mahdi. And then thereafter, there will be wealth in abundance. People will not find any poor person to give their wealth to. And at that particular time, the level of spirituality will be such that one sajda will be more beloved to the people than this whole world and whatever it contains. In other words, a person will love that sajda so much, he will be prepared to forsake the whole world and whatever it contains. That will be that high level of spirituality at that particular time. Here in this ayat, we discussed so far that that brother that was admonishing his friend who had had pride because of the bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him, he continues and he explains to him, warning him, the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the system of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is this, that when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives wealth and one becomes boastful, he has pride and it becomes a source of arrogance, that now he disbelieves in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he refutes the coming of the day of qiyamah, etc. This brother reminds him of the habit or the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَعَسَى رَبِّي أَن يُؤْتِيَنِي خَيْرًا مِّن جَنَّتِكَ. That perhaps my Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant me better than your garden, either in this world, but perhaps to a greater extent in the hereafter. That here I had spent all my wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there in Jannat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give me a far more superior garden than this garden that you have in this material world. وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُزْبَانًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ. And the fact that this garden has become a means of boasting and pride and arrogance for you, then it is perhaps that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send husban upon this. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that this husban is a fire. In other words, a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This fire will come from the sky. فَتُصْبِحَ سَعِيدًا زَلَقًا. And it will burn out the entire garden and it will become barren land once again. And this is the system and the habit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there is a long period of time that Allah ta'ala gives us Allah gives us that respite to ponder, to think about what and where the favors had come from. And more often than not, we think that it is because of our own doings. Like Qarun had said, it is because of the knowledge that I have, that is why I have this wealth. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends us these type of reminders. O yusbiha ma'uha ghawran. Or if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not destroy that garden completely, then sometimes it is a slow, painful process that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings into operation. That perhaps the water will dry up, the water will go deep into the ground. We discussed that in this garden Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the waters to flow right in the middle of the garden. But then sometimes the waters will begin to dry up, it will sink deep into the ground, you will not be able to get that water. فَلَن تَسْتَطِيعَ لَهُ طَلَبًا. And you won't be able to even search for that water, it will become impossible. And then the slow process, because of lack of water now, everything will begin to dry up and that lush and green garden will all dry up. وَوْحِيطَ بِثَمَرِي. And like this brother had reminded his friend or his own brother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala records that what happened was all the fruits of this garden was encompassed and surrounded by the adab and the punishment of Allah. فَأَصْبَحَ يُقَلِّبُ كَفَّيْهِ عَلَى مَا أَنْفَقَ فِيهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first describes the condition of the owner of the garden. Now he turned his hands, wringing his hands around, his wrist around, and wondering and regret that why he had to spend so much of money in it. All that capital that he had put, all that work, all that effort that he had put, had now been ruined and destroyed. Allah says, وَهِيَ خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَىٰ عُرُوشِهَا. Simply, the whole garden was as though it was turned upside down. Those grapevines, everything was ruined and destroyed. وَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُشْرِكْ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا. Now the reality comes to him, and he says, how I wish that I had never ever ascribed partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This warning had come to me from time to time. I should have taken heed that the power and the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is supreme. وَلَمْ تَكُلْ لَهُ فِئَةٌ يَنْصُرُونَهُ. At that time when it happens, then there is no power, there is no group of people, there is no might that is able to assist any person مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا كَانَ مُنْتَصِرًا. And the unfortunate thing is that we become so helpful that we cannot help ourselves. Allah Rabbul Izzat concludes and he says, هُنَالِكَ الْوَلَايَةُ لِلَّهِ الْحَقِّ. Over there, in other words, here in the reality is this, that the guardianship, the protection, all lies with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the absolute truth, هُوَ خَيْرٌ ثَوَابًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best insofar as reward is concerned. So what we need to do is to turn towards Allah, seek our reward from Allah تبارك وتعالى وخير عقبا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best insofar as the consequences of our matters are concerned. The end will always be at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hence we need to consider that in every aspect of our life. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.